USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
It's not just Massachusetts looking into whether any laws were broken when Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis flew about 50 Venezuelan migrants to Martha's Vineyard late last week. A Texas official has opened a criminal investigation. Bexar County Sheriff Javier Zelazar, he says his office is looking into whether the migrants are crime victims.
I believe that they were preyed upon. Somebody came from out of state, preyed upon these people, lured them with promises of a better life, which is what they were absolutely looking for, and with the knowledge that they were going to cling to whatever hope they could be offered for a better life. To just be exploited.
Zelazar says the migrants were in the country legally in San Antonio when they wound up on a plane that went from Texas to Florida, then on to the Bay State. He adds he's been in contact with Rachel Self, a Boston-based immigration lawyer who is representing some of the migrants. Self last week criticized some of the documents the migrants received before their trip. Hurricane Fiona leaving Puerto Rico without power and water to most of the island. Governor Pedro Pierluisi warned that it could take days to get the lights back on. Fiona struck as Puerto Rico was still trying to recover from Hurricane Maria, which killed nearly 3,000 people and destroyed the power grid 5 years ago. At least one person was killed after a magnitude 7.6 earthquake hit the central Pacific coast of Mexico Monday afternoon. The epicenter was 23 miles southeast of Aquila. Mexican President Andrés Manuel Obrador tweeted that the person died when a wall at a mall collapsed. Authorities were making contact with some of the most remote villages in Alaska to determine the need for food and water as well as assess damage as remnants of a typhoon hammered the western Alaskan coast over the weekend. No report of injuries, but damage to roads, homes, and other infrastructure was only starting to be seen as floodwaters recede. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
On Wall Street Monday, the Dow gained 197 points, the Nasdaq rose 86.5 points, the S&P 500 added 26.5 points. Queen Elizabeth II is now at rest at Windsor Castle. The world gave one final farewell Monday, including the first state funeral since Winston Churchill's. The funeral drew presidents, kings, princes, and prime ministers from around the world. He was the subject of the first season of the podcast Serial, which raised doubts about his 2000 conviction for the murder of his ex-high school sweetheart. Adnan Syed was 17 at the time and maintained his innocence. Prosecutors in Baltimore filed last week to vacate his conviction. The judge granted it. Syed was freed from jail for the first time since February 1999. He'll be placed on remote monitoring as the state spends the next month trying to decide whether to pursue a new trial against him. Baltimore State's attorney Marilyn Mosby says they're awaiting DNA testing and that the case continues to be investigated. The chief operations officer for the vegan food company Beyond Meat has been charged with felony battery and making a terroristic threat after a dust-up outside of a football game between the Arkansas Razorbacks and the Missouri State Bears. Doug Ramsey is accused of attacking a man who tried to butt in front of him in a parking garage traffic lane, making contact with the wheel of Ramsey's SUV. According to the police report, the responding officer saw two men with bloody faces. Witnesses say they heard Ramsey threaten to kill the man. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.